at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
Hi, it's Christopher Cummings with Think Bold, Be Bold. I'm here with my awesome co-host, Alan Witch, is in the house. What's going on, Alan?
Hey, Mr. Christopher. Thanks for that intro. Doing great. Doing great.
Awesome.
It's a privilege doing this with you. I love doing this.
Oh,
we get
so
the
fun.
Chance to work with a lot of
so
great
fun.
People. And you and I get a chance to work on a regular basis, man, and that's, that not everybody gets that.
Right.
So it's a privilege.
And we're doing it from afar, which is really cool.
We are.
It gives evidence to people that, if you really want something, you can go do it. You just got to figure out how and connect with the right people.
That's
and,
right.
And certainly through connections, and today's guest was someone, first of all, when you meet him and you understand what he does, he's such a good dude, and we met at Live to Grind at a Brandon T. Adams event. It's so much cool things Brandon's working on, and we got to meet Kevin Harrington, which was fantastic, and really laid back, really great guy to just chat with. So that was a lot of fun, and he's the original, obviously, shark on Shark Tank, and I think that's kind of the tagline for that. Alan, I'm excited about this discussion today, and you'll find out why, what he's working on, who he is, what he does, and definitely how he can help you, the audience. So take some notes. This is a great time to get your journal out and your magic wand and start writing some golden nuggets that'll probably definitely fill up here today's show. But Alan, let's do this.
Some amazing stuff. When we first started out with our podcast, we had just people that would say yes to come on our show, and which was great because we had some great people. We've had a lot of great guests, and actually every guest has come on.
That's the static. That's the static from the first show.
For the first one. Then there'd be some drop.
Anybody out there? Is there anybody out there? Does anybody want to listen
quiet
to
quiet environment.
Do we matter? Is there any noise out there? It's like throwing, the space program and sending out that probe. Just all the different things NASA did to see if there's life. But
are you trying to say we were on a loop? We probably were.
Yeah, maybe.
We were probably on.
Anyway, that's where everybody starts. But let us know.
You got to start where you start, And if there's nobody besides your mom and your grandma, then
keep going, Alan.
That's your mom and grandma were listening, and
our family
would listen. But
Alex.
It was interesting to watch over the period of time the caliber of folks that said yes. And recently it's gotten to people that we're actually doing a lot of collaboration with. It's not just guests that come on and then they're gone. The guests are on and they're hanging around and we're doing things with them. And our guest today, for those of you that don't have the benefit of the video showing in your screen today, today's guest has got something that just about everybody that is in earshot of this podcast needs, and they may not know they want it, but they're going to want it because it is an ear to their audience. And Alex has done a great job bringing his services to not only his audience, but to a large contingent of people. You know, Rise Up Marketing, a chance to really be able to reach people in the correct way. There's a lot of noise in the marketing world today, and Alex has a way to really cut through a lot of that and get right to the ear of the right target market. And we're excited about what he's doing, about what he's doing for some of our clients, and about what he's going to be working on with us personally. And we're going to keep everybody posted on that. But without further ado, Alex Bilodeau, welcome to Think Bold, Be Bold. Tell us about your magic.
Yes, thank you, guys. I am pumped to be here. Thanks for having
Alex
me.
Alex is in the house.
Be Bold. It really is an honor to be
we
invited.
We have to get some music. We have to do some music.
An intro and, music.
And like this, you know.
There you
right,
go.
Right. Introduction. Alex, welcome. Welcome. It's good to see you again. And, you know, you've got a few things you work on, but, you know, how do you service, you know, you could be doing all kinds of things. Why are you doing what you're doing? Let's start there.
You know, I think I'm doing what I'm doing. I do it mainly for my family. And creating the life that I want to create. I believe highly in if you set your mind to something and you want to accomplish it, you know, go for it and do it. So many people say, oh, I'd love to do this or I'd love to do that, and they don't take any action. And I'll give you guys a quick example. I mean, you guys know, but the audience doesn't, but I've lived in Utah my whole life. Me and my wonderful wife, Courtney, got married about seven years ago. And, you know, ever since we were married, like a year or two into the marriage, we're like, we'd love to live in Florida. And the timing wasn't right at that time. I was still in corporate America. And we had two wonderful children. And, you know, the opportunity presented itself. It was like November, December. My wife, her work came and said, hey, you know, we have an opportunity down in Florida. If you want it, you know, there's that opportunity. And we said, why not? And, you know, we said, that's been our dream. We're going to chase our dream. We're going to do it. So we listed our house that we had just built. It was only 8 months old. We sold it quick. We packed everything in a 7x14 trailer, and we arrived in Florida about 6 days ago. So, I mean, it's just taking action and following your dreams. And that's what I do is because I want to live the life that I want to live, and I want to chase my dreams.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, just bring us up to speed, you know, especially for the audience, because you did mention something and then you breezed through it, corporate America. You know, how did you live in Utah? Because that was way back, and, you know, obviously you had to do what you had to do, and then you had this, you know, thought about doing your own thing. Tell us about that, and then what was that one, you know, where did that lead? What was that thing you were doing? Is it still doing? Are you still doing it, or has it led to something? Because that's always the interesting backstory that I love hearing about. Because you probably had some adversity, and
yes,
there was probably just some huge epiphanies as well, which led to, like you just said, that big action that you take. And obviously, you did it with your family for what you guys wanted and where you wanted to live. But that's not the only place that you apply that action. So tell us about that business.
Yeah, so my story is maybe a little bit different than others. I mean, yeah, I feel like I've always had entrepreneurship in my blood, you know, mowing lawns at 12, you know, a couple of lawn accounts, and always selling stuff on eBay, you know, here and there, even when I was still doing corporate America and selling cars and stuff that I did. I still sold a ton of stuff on eBay. I had it in my blood, but I graduated with a degree, a bachelor's degree in professional sales, which I'm glad I got that degree. I feel like it was a somewhat valuable degree because it taught me a lot about sales and marketing. And I got the degree, and I went to sell carpet and hardwood in a small business in Utah. And during that time, I had an idea to start a tech startup, like a software company. And the software company, it was going to be a hiring software that companies could use, and it was going to be like a video recording software. So someone would apply, they'd get a link to do a video interview that was just recorded, like no one was on it, and then it would use algorithms to mean through the candidates, right? And there are another one or two companies that do it out there, but you know, I had some ideas what was going to be different. So I found a partnership with someone that said they could build the software. We partnered up and we got working on this. I mean, I spent a lot of time on it, you know, spent some money on it, and never came to fruition. The person that said that that I partnered with said they could build it. They really couldn't. They had stepped out of their zone where they couldn't do what was needed. I didn't have the capital to actually pay like a full software to company, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars to build the software. You know, I was trying to bootstrap it. And that was my first like real failure where I just finally had to, you know, say, you got to walk away. And, you know, there's, I think some points in business where you keep going and time where you turn around and you've got to pivot and do something else.
Yeah, for sure.
I kind of scrapped that idea and I went to a big company, corporate America at this point. You know, ideas were still flowing in my head, but, you know, supporting the family. So I went to a company called Cintas, multi-billion dollar company, and I was sold for them for a while, but the ideas were still flowing. And then here's where it kind of, like, the first, like, actual epiphany kind of came, and it started in the service industry. It was in August. I was sitting on, I think, my mother-in-law's couch. We were at her house for some reason. And I was watching on CNNBC. I was just kind of flipping through the channels for a second. I was watching, I think it was called Blue Collar Millionaires. And I'm like, Blue Collar Millionaires? Like, you can become a millionaire by selling heating and air conditioning or whatever, you know? And it kind of went through these different stories of this blue collar. So I kind of watched it. And then I thought to myself, well, why can't I start a window cleaning company? Like, I can learn to clean windows. Like, that can't be that difficult. I can learn it. You know, some YouTube videos, there's some windows I'll go practice on. I literally got up, went to Home Depot, spent $150 on squeegees and, you know, mop applicators for the soap and stuff and some scrapers or whatever. It was like $153. And I came home. And I printed off some flyers. I made some cheap flyers, went to FedEx office, printed the flyers. Next morning, went and started just knocking on doors, just door to door. Within an hour, I had first client, boom. I was like, okay, there's something here. You know, that job, that window cleaning job took probably like 3 or 4 hours, which now if I did it, I could probably do it in 45 minutes. But, you know, it was a learning experience. And so then the next week, you know, I was still in corporate America. So it, like Friday night, I went and started knocking doors, built 2 more accounts and did them on Saturday. And that was the progression of that business, which we still have. And we're actually going to bring it down here to Florida and do it down here as well.
What's it called? What's the window cleaning business?
So in Utah, it was called Phoenix Window Cleaning.
Okay.
We're changing the name just a little bit down here. Just people always thought we were from Phoenix or something, but we're going to call it Rise Up. Rise Up Window Cleaning or Rise Up Services.
Way to keep
Florida.
It in the family. Way to keep it in the family. So I want to interrupt at this point, and only just because I want to point out a couple of you know, really sort of lessons or golden nuggets for the audience. You know, first of all, you went and you tried to build something. It didn't work. And that was based on what I believe a lot of people have challenges with when I listen to them, whether I'm coaching or mentoring or consulting, is you really got to be careful who you listen to, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was a huge lesson in that. You've got to vet who you talk to, and you've got to do research. And
yeah.
Sometimes you just make a quick decision because you want to get going. You just want to do something.
Yeah. And you're an action-oriented guy, so there's nothing wrong with that because you learn from it. But so be careful what you listen to, and then you know, bootstrapping and what you did, you just failed fast, and you figured out you had to go and do what you had to do for the family. So I mean, the theme is you're doing everything for your family, so that's your big why, you know. And I love that. So it always comes back to that. But then you figured out how to create a business model on the side, and you hustled it. And you got some really cool opportunities that built from it, and you still own it, and now you're in Florida.
Yeah, and I think another takeaway, and for a lot of people that are maybe like, I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are listening, but maybe some that want to be and think that they have to be in the tech world. Like, that's what my thought was of an entrepreneur, right? Like, you have to be techie, or you have to That's what it is to be an entrepreneur, and it's not. I mean, I started the window cleaning business with $150. I mean, you don't have to have $1 million in investments.
I love that.
Venture capital funding. You can do it. Right. Bootstrap it.
Oh, there's just so many other ways, and obviously who you circle yourself with and what you learn, because you have to remember you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. Alan,
biggest
let's
thing.
Get you in this conversation, brother.
Biggest thing. I need a shoehorn to get in here. Biggest thing that I'm seeing is that you made a decision and you acted upon it. And a lot of people never make that decision. Now,
right.
You did it for your own reasons, and you did it for a chance to get in the game. But you've used that philosophy in everything that you've done, including your pivots. And right. you're now and you made a big decision to move your family. And you know, my guess is that probably came along with the pivots of the business, and you're in that in that mindset. And so everything's in harmony, right? There's harmony when you're making good decisions. And like Chris said, you got to be careful who you listen to. And you learned a little bit of that the hard way. But it's led you to some things. It's led you to increased equity in what you're doing, and probably increased equity with your family, and exposed you to opportunities. So you're in a different state now. You brought some things with you. You're also venturing into some new things. What's been that pivot? Because you had to pivot again into what you're doing now. So how did
yes.
that pivot? What was the ingredients that made the pivot from a month ago or 2 months ago to where you're at today?
Yeah, so I'll kind of go back even a little further, like to what I'm doing today, social media marketing, digital marketing. It all started, I mean, the window cleaning, it's all evolved, right? And, you know, with the window cleaning company, I was like, okay, you know, it's growing. It allowed me to quit corporate America and do that full time. And, you know, as a business owner and try to be a forward thinker and stuff, I was trying to find new ways to get clients where I didn't have to be out there knocking doors. I got a lot of clients that way, and I was like, okay, there's a lot on Facebook right now. There's a lot on Google Ads and all that stuff. I'm like, I'm going to learn it. I'm going to become an expert in it, right? I took the action to that, and I started running. I just started testing with my own stuff. You have a lot of people out there right now that claim to be social media marketers, but they've never ran an ad before. Like, they've never ran anything for any sort of business, and they're trying to get businesses, but they've never actually tested and tried. And, you know, that's where I think the learning, I mean, you can read books and you can watch, you can buy courses and you can do all that, but I just went to the trenches. And I mean, I've still taken courses and stuff, but I went to the trenches and I ran ads for my window cleaning business. And, you know, after some testing and stuff, I mean, we ran one campaign, we spent $150, and we got over, you know, we got about $1,200 in business. I mean, we basically 10x'd our return on Facebook ads, you know.
Right.
And so then I'm like,
amazing.
There's something here, and I really like doing that.
I'm like, I'll trade those dollars.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I'll trade those dollars.
Yeah, so I'm like, there's something here. So I started diving into it more. I started, you know, learning it more and just becoming an expert in it. And then I was like, you know, there's a lot of small businesses that don't know how to do this and help with this. I think I can offer that. And that's kind of where that kind of pivot has come to with Wise Up Marketing. You know, we do the digital marketing and social media marketing. We do a little bit of everything, but, you know, social media is really my strong suit right there. And Facebook ads and Instagram ads specifically is, and that's kind of where that has gone to.
Sure.
And, you know, I have other things. I also have a podcast called the Phoenix Entrepreneur Podcast. And
right.
You probably see that I've tried to create every company I have is in the family of the brands,
mm-hmm.
along the lines of the Phoenix and the Rising Up. And it's my mantra. It's, you know, rise from the ashes and conquer the day. That's my saying. And
that
entails everything I do with businesses. And I want to help other businesses now. Now that I've, you know, been able to have a little bit of success with my own businesses, another passion of mine, besides me creating the life I want for my family, is helping other businesses succeed, and I can do that through social media marketing.
Absolutely. Well, you know, podcasting, you've met a lot of people. You've met a lot
yeah.
of people.
Mm-hmm.
You've done a lot of shows, and that obviously, when we met, we had that in common. yeah. you know, right away. And we were obviously, you know, through connection, understood a little bit of, about each other as well. You know, that's the power of events as well, right? When you go to an event, you get to lock arms, I guess, with or press flesh, if you want, with people that, you know, are looking to do the same thing and collaborate and figure out how to keep a relationship where it's not always, and this is the beauty about, you know, a lot of events that I've been to and be part of is, you know, when you find people that you're just genuinely like, hey, I know, if I know someone, I'm going to pass it on. You know, it's just really networking, or better yet, the connector, right? And we've done that already, Alex, just like, hey, you got to meet so-and-so.
Yeah.
And so-and-so.
Yeah, events are huge.
Yeah.
And they're fun.
They're big and they're fun. Alex, I want to go back a second here to just to kind of bring the audience in as they're listening. And I know the wheels are turning and their minds are going, is this me? Is this, you know, do I need this? Help clarify for us, who's the market? If you had to define your avatar, you know, and I know there's people out there in the audience listening, who is that? Because I know they're going, is it me, and can I benefit, and how the hell do I get a hold of Alex?
Yeah. So, I mean, we work with all variety of, you know, customers and clients. You know, we have entrepreneurs like, you know, you guys know Brandon T. Adams. We run ads for him, for example. But, you know, kind of our avatar and what I like to focus on is back to the roots of the window cleaning. I like the service industry. Service industry, there's a lot of the small business owners, owner operators out there that maybe want to do something with Facebook or Instagram, and they just don't know where to start. They just don't know how to do it. And that's kind of my avatar, and I get a lot of satisfaction on helping those guys win, you know, because that's what they're trying to do out there, and it's a loud and noisy world out there. And if I can help them simplify it and, you know, kind of reach their demographic and their market, that's kind of my ideal avatar. Like I said, we work with a variety of people, but that's kind of our ideal avatar is the service industry. And that can be a ton of different type of things when it comes to the service industry, but, you know, HVAC, roofers, window cleaners, lawn care, that's kind of back to the roots and, you know, where I started. So I think that's why I enjoy working with them.
Well, and your story relates to them. Right.
Sure. Yeah. You are their market.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of those businesses out there that started like you know, in some ways, and they can relate to that. Like, I need to learn these things, but if I can, you know, connect with someone who I can pay, you know, the service that there's tons of value, and they can do it for me, then, you know, that's when you have a growing business and you know the power of delegating, right? So a lot of people like to do everything, especially, and sometimes you have to when you first get started, especially if it's bootstrapped or you get some sweat equity from some other people that, you know, help you and get in the trenches. But that's what it's all about. You have to get in the trenches. You know, you have to learn by doing. And, yeah, there's a lot of things you can learn from others not to do. And I believe in that, making sure you connect with the right people. And, you know, in my mind, the best people to connect with are people who have what you want and have been where you were, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty good general idea, you know, again, for the audience to pinpoint as I'm listening to this conversation of, you know, where you build these things. So you started a podcast. You know, you're obviously working with people. So listen, when you're at the beach, what's the one thing you have to have at the beach, no matter what? And we're just going to throw an arbitrary question out here, which is because he's like, oh my God, where's this going? I had no idea. Did I even plan for this? So you're at the beach, Alex, and you're going to the beach. What's the one thing they have to bring to the beach?
Oh, that's probably my swimming suit.
Wow. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Well, I guess it
sir.
Depends on what beach you're going to in Florida, right? So well, there you go.
Because I mean, I like to get in the water. I like to swim. You know, I like to get out there in the waves or whatever. That's why I say swim. I mean, people sometimes just like to go to the beach and, like, walk around and, like, relax. Like, when I'm there, I'm like, get me in the water, put a snorkeling set on me or get give me a boogie board or surfboard, and that's what I'm
good. You dive right in.
Yep, I dive right in.
Head first, head first. On that
No pun intended.
What would you never do again?
Never do again? Probably try a tech startup.
All right. Well, that's being honest.
Not that I wouldn't be involved in one or like be on the board or something for one, but to start and try and bootstrap one.
I wouldn't know where to. If someone asked me that question, I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah, like new technology and startups are just, I mean, it's people think like Snapchat and Instagram, they're overnight success. Like some guy was just sitting there coding, like all of a sudden came up with this great idea. Like
a lot of work.
They had that idea for 10 years and they worked on it. Like, you know, you don't just become a billionaire because you have a tech startup. And it's a long haul. I think there's, with my expertise and stuff, I think there are better ways that I can.
There you go. Make it a lot simpler on life to get the goals that you have. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, though.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs or even people, we overthink. Like we overthink and overcomplicate things, like how to make money, or like I want to be an entrepreneur, but I don't know what to do. And they overthink, like how they try to make it complicated than it needs to be. Like literally just go knock on your neighbor's door and see what they need done. Like that could be a start. Like,
you're a man after my own heart.
You're a doer. You're boots on the ground, and so many people just won't do that. Won't make the decision to go do the work. And you're working with the demographic that most people probably overlook. I'm just saying. I mean, the service industry historically has been, and I was in the service industry in the beginning of my career. I used to work with I was a maid's aide in a hotel. And I did that for years, you know, then you get into the restaurant and all that. But the service industry is an industry that the majority of people, I would say, venture to say just everybody on the planet in some way, shape or form has been affected by or been a part of or served by the service industry. And I think that's a large demographic that most people look past, but it's huge because it plays a role in just about everybody's life. And if you can elevate that a little bit, then you've got an incredible platform and demographic to be able to work from. And so kudos for not looking at the trees and not just the forest.
Well, and I'm going to interrupt here just for a moment because, one of the things I do, consulting and, looking at sales and coaching that, and revenue, because that's where I focus. I ask people and clients all the time, when they're struggling, to make revenue. That's, what I'm there to help them do. And I ask them this very simple question. How many people do you contact? I care if it's door knocking or phone calls. How many people have you contacted? And then inevitably, again, they're in a situation where they're just, they haven't done any of it. They want to build this stuff, but they want to just skim over all the real work and get into a Facebook ad. Well, I did a Facebook ad and I did all this stuff and so you haven't talked to one person yet? They want to create a product, and then have it out there. So we all know here that you got to talk to people. You got to, and cultivating what they want comes from talking to them, right? So you actually created a lot of your services probably, Alex, because you knew what they wanted.
Yeah, and that's like that comes back to complicating things. We try to complicate things. Like you're like, have you even talked to someone? Like, do you even know if people want your product or service?
That's a good question I get answered.
Yeah, like walk into a business and see if that's something that they eventually purchase. Maybe they're not right now, but a lot of times we just we focus so much on the back end. Like you're saying with your clients, like. Have you talked to anyone? Like they're probably focusing on the back end, trying to make everything perfect, but it's like just go get the sales and figure that out. Launch off the cliff and build the plane as you go, right?
You'll figure out how to land properly. a quick way for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Alex, how do people get a hold of you, Alex?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, so
thanks, Alan.
Oh, you're welcome. I saw it coming out of the corner of your mouth. So I just jumped in.
Yeah, so a couple ways that people can reach out is riseupsocialmarketing.com. That's a great way. Also, you can find me on Facebook, my personal profile, which is just Alex Billidoux. You see a picture of me standing there with some sunglasses on. And then you can also just search The Phoenix Entrepreneur on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. I mean, I'm on all the platforms. You can find me. You can search Rise Up Marketing on every platform as well, and you'll find us there. I'll even have a special offer for you for your listeners when we get to that point as well.
So. Nice.
Well, let's we're at the point. Let's roll it out there.
All right.
Special offers. Let's get to the priority point. No belaboring that.
So with Rise Up Social Marketing, you know, I really have a passion for helping other entrepreneurs and business people. So anyone that is, you know, they've been dabbling in it or want to get into social media marketing and want to run some Facebook ads, I've created a special package just for your listeners. Normally we charge a retainer of usually $9.97 a month to run some Facebook ads, and it includes a couple other things, but I've created a basic package where it's just Facebook ads and Instagram ads. We'll run 1 to 2 ads for you per month. And I mean, this is a crazy deal. I might be crazy for offering this, so I'll offer it to up to 10 people, but it's $300 a month, and we'll run their Facebook ads, 1 to 2 Facebook ads for them per month. They just pay for the ad spend on top of that, so they could pay $100 or $500 or $1,000 on top of that.
Okay.
But yeah, $300. I mean, this is an insane, crazy offer. I might be crazy, but I want to, especially your listeners, and thank you for letting me come on the show.
Get her done.
Here, and the way they can get that is if they just go to riseupsocialmarketing.com/thinkbold.
Love it. Got it. Now we've nailed them.
Yep.
Maximum 10?
Yeah, maximum 10.
All right. Well, here we go, folks.
Okay, well, I'm putting in mine right now.
Done for you.
Got one, so only 9 left.
Yeah. Well, Alex, that's great. We really appreciate that. And, you know, these shows go pretty quick. And,
they're flying.
You know, we will have you on again. And, you know, we're not done yet. We've probably got some time for a little bit more. But, you know, they go pretty fast. And we try to get as much information in and so people can get to know you and, you know, and work with you possibly, or just learn from you or connect you with other people. I mean, that's the beauty about when you find people that can do things you're looking for and are crazy with this crazy special offer. you know, take advantage of it. But yeah, we're going to get all kinds of new we need some sound effects. That's coming this year.
You know, masks and all that fun stuff. I got John Cena. Hey, John Cena agrees with everything that you were doing.
The thing is, the audio, they can't see that. I want the noise machines. We're gonna institute that now that you're gonna be featured on C-Suite Radio. That's cool.
Big deal.
Alex, so, you know, and there's a lot of business people out there that want to learn, and I know you've got some cool things that you're doing in the future, and you're part of you know, a great contingency of people, mentors, influencers, and you mentioned a few, and we certainly did at the beginning of the show. But let's, you know, what do you think, you know, if someone was sitting there, maybe, you know, listen to something today that resonated with you and your story and where you were at and some of the things that you took action on, and really want to make a change in their life, and, you know, just someone that they can, if you were sitting fireside chat, what's that one thing that you'd probably tell them if you were hearing your story, you know, of where you were at the beginning, right? And really what you would have maybe, and maybe you did this, maybe you did talk to someone or at least follow someone and follow that, you know, that desire for one. But what would you say to them, Alex, if that was a question they asked you, you know, about what they're trying to accomplish in their life?
You know, if someone's sitting there and they were kind of like where I was at in corporate America or just working a job that they want to do something, that they have ideas and they want to do something, it's, you know, there's one thing to do, and a lot of people say it, is just burn the ships and go for it. And that's okay if you have a good plan in place, but I think you just start. You literally got to just take a step forward, and if you have that idea, walk into two businesses that tonight or whatever it is and ask them if they'd be interested in your services, or if it's to a consumer, like literally just walk down the street and go knock on someone's door and say, hey, I just have a question. I'm just doing a survey. Would you be interested in this product I'm creating, or whatever it is, or service? And just do some, just start. Like if you have an idea and you're where I was, some research and find out if it's something that's needed or wanted. And you do that by just opening your mouth. So that's the simplest advice I have for someone that wants to do something, is take a step forward, do some sort of action. Don't say someday. Mm-hmm. Literally just start today. And you can start slow, and you can do the side hustle for years before you go
for sure. Yeah, there you go. I mean, I love that. There's enormous power in starting something, enormous power, and it gives you some validation, right? Some validation. As you said, you had one person say, yeah, okay. And then you're like, oh my goodness, one.
Somebody wants
me. I always say, and it's funny, it's just adding zeros after that, right? I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
You get one, you can get 10. You get 10, you can get 100. I mean, as long as your services can provide that much, you know, that many people, like obviously. But if, you know, that's how it works. That's how it works. And I love that that one simple thing that they can do is just take that one step and go out there and do something, validate it, do some research. Definitely do some research.
Like if you think you have the best belt in the world or whatever, go sell it to your neighbors. Like, you don't have to try and get it in retail. Like, go knock on doors and see if people really want it. It really is as simple as that.
I love knocking doors. I started knocking doors. I know a lot of door knockers as well. Find each other out here in the world as we kind of move along. It's like, hey, you door knocked? Yeah, I door knocked. What do you do now? Yeah, we're building some companies, and it's usually the case. You know, it's like, because they get in the trenches. I mean, that's the best way to learn, is validate it through other people. I mean, ask them. You know, I love asking the question, well, what do you need? What's your challenge? What are you trying to accomplish? And again, if you can't fulfill it, then don't try to sell them on it, because you're just snake oil. But if you know you can accomplish something for someone, then it's just a matter of packaging it and figuring out, you know, what works. And it's simply asking those questions. And sometimes, guess what? You might undervaluate yourself, because it's like you don't want to ask for too much. But I'll tell you out there, you know, you can validate based on, you know, knowing someone's budget and whether you'd be, you know, excited about doing it, but making sure that you love doing it as well, because, you know, those things will grow and you'll figure out how to make more money doing it after, right, Alex?
Yep. And like what you said off there, like if anyone's just wants to be an entrepreneur to make money, don't do it. It's the wrong reasons. You gotta love what you do. You really gotta have a passion for it, because you won't succeed if you're just training.
Well, like you said, money comes from doing what you love to do and adding that value. Because there's always going to be somebody out there that needs and wants what you have to offer in the way that you're offering it.
Yes.
Right? Because you're adding your unique twist. That's why I always say, you know, there really is no competition for anybody, as long as you're true and honest to what it is you do and how you offer your product or your service. There's nobody else that can tag with you. They might be able to get something similar, but they're not going to get you. And I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize that until maybe they've been in the trenches long enough, or maybe they listened to somebody. Maybe they had a mentor along the way that was able to pull that out of them, that was able to maybe see what they weren't able to see early on. So with that said, Alex, have you had any mentors in your career? And if so, where'd they come from?
I think my mentors have come from networking events. You know, just like the Live to Grind event was a huge event. I think so many people that I met there, I've considered them mentors, that I've talked with a lot of them. Chris, and then, you know, I met you, Alan, and I consider what you guys do, you know, you're in a sense mentoring me, because you guys have been places that I want to go and are at place, you know, and similar with other mentors and people that I work with. And that's just kind of where I found them, is you've got to attend events. You can't just sit in your house. You've got to get out there and meet face to face. place. It's still all the way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, as that saying, and I think Brian Tracy said it first, and I just loved it, and I keep saying it, is that the more high-tech the world becomes, the more high-touch we're going to have to be. And, you know, events do that, and they're a big reason behind doing them, you know. Yeah. Can you imagine for a second, and not only something, you know, business, you know, we're not talking just business, you know, just, well, I mean, I guess Hollywood is business, but think about why they bring them all together for, you know, the Oscars. Yeah. This has been done for a long time for a reason. You know, they're powerful. It's where connections are made. That's where handshakes are done. That's where opportunities and deals on that scale. But that happens in every industry. So they're really important, and you got to get out there and mix it up. So, Alex, loved having you on. It was really great.
That's awesome.
to get to know you.
Yes,
on
thank
that
you.
Backstory. And allow people to know that they can contact you. You threw a special offer out, which is awesome.
I like that special offer.
And Alan, always great talking to you.
Likewise, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. So you can find us on Stitcher, Google Play, Podomatic, iTunes, of course, and we're featured on C-Suite Radio, and so will Alex. He'll be featured on C-Suite Radio, so come check that out there as well. Just so many other really cool people that you'll be able to connect with by going there. And past shows, you know, check them out for sure. If you need anything, info@thinkboldbebold.com is how you get through the noise. And, of course, shout out for Nicole, who's our production manager. She'll be able to vet through that stuff if you're looking for someone to come on the show and for Ellen and I to chat with as well.
Yeah, get your best way to get a hold of us is to go through Nicole.
Yeah, for sure. Alex, always good seeing you, brother. You have
Thanks,
a good
man.
One, and we'll see you again.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. To the audience, you guys are awesome. We really appreciate you guys, and you, of course, can come check out things at thinkboldbebold.com to see what's happening in our world, and wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.